sight. Lock your dreams at night. It could happen to you. Don't count stars or you might stumble. Someone drops a star, then down you tumble. Keep an eye on spring. Run when church bells ring. It could happen to you. All I did was wonder how your arms would be. Let it happen to me.
Again with songs and music just for you. This is Sergeant Forrest Haflon and the 344th Army Service Forces Band. You have just heard our popular star, Private Buddy Clark, sing It Could Happen to You. And now the band plays Out of Nowhere, just for you.
Thank you.
It was the official opening of the spacious new Army recruiting offices in Washington, D.C. Throughout the day, the all-wax staff had been welcoming distinguished visitors. Mrs. Franklin D. Roosevelt, Major General John T. Lewis, Commanding General of the Military District of Washington, and many others. But it is not of these visitors of prominence we wish to tell, but rather of two young women who played other roles in the recruiting station's dedication, and who jointly typify the spirit of the Women's Army Corps. They are Private Beatrice Frank, who turned her back on a brilliant dancing career to become a WAC, and Miss Eleanor Regina Allen of Washington, D.C. Private Frank was sitting at her desk when a shy young woman walked up.
Good morning. May I help you?
Yes, I would like to know about joining the WAC.
Well, you certainly came to the right place.
You see, my boyfriend is in the Armored Division overseas. I just got a letter from him, and he said, well, here, let me read a part of it to you.
So, Alma, why don't you join the WAC and help get this war over with? The more of us in the Army, women as well as men, the sooner we get this business over with, and the sooner we'll be getting home again. I miss you very much.
So I thought I would come in and talk it over. Those are beautiful pictures and posters on the wall.
Yes, aren't they? Come on, let's walk over and I'll show them to you. This one shows a WAC in occupational therapy, helping wounded soldiers to occupy their minds and time with something useful and helpful. Here's an interesting picture of a WAC radio operator. This one over here is a WAC in the Army Air Forces, a Lynx training instructor. And over here, there's
Wait. Here's one I'm really interested in. This WAC working with a soldering iron. That's the kind of work I'd really like to do in the Army. You see, I know how to use a soldering iron.
You do? Well, you know, even though we train our WACs in all these different jobs, we're certainly happy to get ones with experience, too. Now, if you pass the test, you'll be interviewed by a classification expert, and your experience will be put to good use, you can be sure of that.
Oh, that's wonderful. What is that big map over there? The one with the little flags on it.
Oh, I made that. It's a map of the world. And the little flags show all the places in the world where the Women's Army Corps is serving. See? New Caledonia, Australia, New Guinea, India, Casablanca, Algiers, Honolulu, Italy, Cairo, England.
My brother's in England. I'd just love to get over there.
Yes, we all want to get overseas.
I've been admiring your uniform. It's just as smart as it can be.
The material's lovely. It really is a dream, isn't it? We're all just crazy about them. You know, I think they're about the smartest uniforms I've ever seen.
They certainly are. I can hardly wait till I get mine. May I ask you a personal question?
Why, yes, of course.
Tell me truthfully, how do you like the life in the WAC?
I've loved every minute of it. You know, in civilian life, I never had a sense of responsibility. Well, I've certainly developed one since I joined the WAC, and I'm really deeply grateful for that. You see, I was only 20 when I enlisted, and I had to get my parents' consent. Well, at first, Mother just wouldn't approve, but I finally won her over. Now she's so proud of me, she practically wears out my shoes every time I go home on leave, showing me off to her friends. Well, Miss Allen, when would you like to come in for your examination?
Just as soon as possible.
Well, what do you say we make it tomorrow morning?
That'll be fine. Well, goodbye.
Miss Allen.
Yes?
I just wanted to say, we're awfully glad to have you with us.
Thank you. I'll be proud to be one of you.
Yes, Miss Allen was proud to be able to join the WAC. You, too, will be proud when you are accepted by the Women's Army Corps, as only highly qualified women are accepted to serve their country. Why wait? Join today. Corporal Bob Eberly has been humming a tune, but he won't tell me what it is because he says, it's just for you.
I thought I knew the magic of you, and then you kissed me. Dear, when you kissed me, simply stood there and gazed, completely amazed. I walked around both feet on the ground, and then you kissed me. Dear, when you kissed me, I found myself on a cloud, apart from the crowd. I had nothing to glow about. You came by.
about things like stars in the sky. I will confess, I thought for a while that you'd resist me. But then you kissed me, and now I'm in love.
As great as ours, makes one feel even more sure that his or her freedom is worth many sacrifices. Men are doing their bit in all branches of the service. Some of our women are doing their part, too. But there are still many of you women who could be aiding our fighting men on all the fighting fronts. You could fill some vital, important job that has simply got to be done. Become a vital part in the national fight for freedom. Join the WAC today. And listen for the next in our series of programs just for you, when Corporal Bob Everly, Private Buddy Clark, and the 344th Army Service Forces Band will bring you more of your favorite songs and music. This is Sergeant Boris Aplon saying goodbye now.